relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
This is not just a matter of domestic politics. This is a matter of national security. So today, in addition to challenging the certification of the election, I'm calling on Congress and the state legislatures to quickly pass sweeping election reforms, and you better do it before we have no country left. Today is not the end. It's just the beginning.
Sweeping election reforms before we have no country left. That was the 45th president of the United States, the current incumbent in the White House, the chief executive, exactly 3 hours ago. I was right there in front of him with hundreds of thousands of American patriots. The March for Donald Trump, the March to Save America. And now we see the consequences of not just years, but decades of lies, months of cheating, of fraud, and we have with us the perfect guest to discuss how we got here, what has to happen next. We have former U.S. attorney, an individual who worked for decades with the police in D.C., trying to prevent the kinds of disastrous police responses we've seen today. He is Joe DiGenova, and his muse, his better half, Victoria Tansing, likewise a legal professional on the president's legal team and also very, very steeped in matters relating to national security as a former Capitol Hill staffer. Thank you for agreeing to stay with us for an extra hour. And as we promised our listeners, and the call board is absolutely full, you've agreed to take some calls. So shall we go? Shall we
let's
do that?
Go.
Okay,
sure.
Let's do that. Let's go to John, South Carolina, line four. John, what is your question for Joan Victoria?
Hi, Dr. G. I've got a couple of quick points. Please recall that the Capitol Police had a catastrophic failure on June 14th, 2017, when they let Steve Scalise get shot. They went up against an SKS rifle with 9mm Smith & Wesson pistols.
John, I'm going to stop you right there, and I'm going to interrupt you. The fact that those two officers took down a man with a rifle with only their sidearms would make me say they had an incredible success.
When you go
to a charity baseball game, we do not expect officers, personal protection officers, to be carrying carbines to a baseball field. Not in this country. So, John, I love you, and you're a great caller, but I have to strenuously disagree with you.
Can I make my point?
Yeah, sure.
Can I make my point? Here's the thing. If you're going to be shooting with a 9mm over 150 yards, that shows exceedingly poor judgment. Now, it's going to be a very, very poor optic to show that you're carrying carbines, but it's the smart thing to do. particularly if you've got somebody who's, you know, dedicated like this Bernie Sanders supporter. I think his name was James Hodgkinson, was going to come out and do that. And
John, I'm gonna agree to disagree with you. We do not want to be Mexico. We do not want to be Afghanistan. We do not want the House Whip to have to be escorted by individuals carrying rifles. Well, I've been to those countries. I don't want to see that.
Let me flip another point here too, if I could. Is it possible that this whole thing was the assaults were actually a smokescreen by Antifa people to make the Trump people look bad?
No.
You know, that's happened multiple
John,
times.
John, you've been a really good caller since we started this show, but that is tinfoil hattery. You've got to switch on the television, John, and see. This isn't some orchestrated group of false flag operatives. These are the people who are with me on the ellipse. John, thank you. I'm going to have to move on. Let's talk to Bill in Los Angeles, line 5.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Hey, I hope you got my paper, my Columbia J School paper.
Bill,
the myth
don't
of objectivity.
Waste time on your Columbia paper. Do you have a question for Joan Victoria?
I just want to let you know I'm a journalist who believes in truth from the 80s and what's going on now. I would like to ask Victoria, since she mentioned that the Lincoln Project wanted her disbarred, have they mentioned disbarring Adam Schiff, who represents my area, for being a perpetual liar to his constituents?
Great question, Bill. When I found out that Schiff was a former prosecutor, after what he did for the last 4 years, I thought, shouldn't every case where he won a conviction be thrown out for the mendacity this man displayed?
Of course.
Yeah.
How could he be a prosecutor?
One of the things that has been so disappointing about the coverage of Republicans and Democrats is by the media, has been the way in which Democrats have been given a pass on everything, and Republicans have been given a pass on nothing.
Nothing,
and
more, even more. They lie.
And falsely accused, just like everybody who's representing the president is being falsely accused of, you know, unprofessional behavior. I mean, it's just ludicrous. We don't have journalism anymore, regrettably.
The Michigan Attorney General wants to penalize Sidney Powell for coming to court. I was an assistant U.S. attorney in Detroit, Michigan. If every lawyer who came into court and said something that wasn't quite true or penalized, there'd be no legal profession left in Michigan.
We have to have a special show on what has happened to the legal profession. We will do that. But today we're going to talk about the breaking events on Capitol Hill. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go to a great question. John in Florida, line 4. John!
Yes, sir. Yes, I wanted to see what you thought in the long term. You were talking a minute ago about what weapon actually, a gun versus a long gun. But what do you think President Trump should be thinking now and doing about not just the National Guard, but, you know, wrapping all this up in a nice tidy bow? We've got some serious issues here, and it still
absolutely
may not go his way.
Great question. I'll give my response if I may, but let's start with people who are working for the president, have been for months. What should the president's response be to today's events and also to what should have been happening today, which was the Electoral College vote? The White House has declared that the National Guard has been deployed. What else should the commander-in-chief?
The president tweeted, please be peaceful.
Yeah, he said.
It wasn't enough for Fox News.
Right, because they hated his tweets before, and they don't want him to tweet
but
now.
But they want him to tweet some more.
Now they want him to tweet more.
Look, this is we've come the full spectrum way to this is what happens when you do not allow a president to function properly for 4 years.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he gets blamed for everything. The American people understand that that's ludicrous. He said be peaceful. He didn't incite any riot today. I heard his speech described as fiery. No, it was the typical Trump.
Rant.
Yeah, it was Chris Wallace called it a rant.
Called it a rant.
It was
not
factual.
A rant. It was a description of the facts which underpin his very reasonable
state by
argument.
State.
Yes. So I don't know what they're talking about, a rant. The truth is they want him to go away. They didn't want him to give this speech today. They didn't want this demonstration to occur. Well, this is America. These people believe they've been wrong. They believe he's been wrong. This is a perfectly proper exercise of the First Amendment rights. I think what's happening at the Capitol, I disagree with. I don't think that should have occurred. I don't think the Capitol should have been breached. I think they should have stayed outside.
Ken, Arizona, line 2.
Hi. I'm kind of just wondering how you can expect the establishment to fix itself. It's been corrupted. I don't think anything's going to change until a state actor such as Texas, even Ohio, Florida, secedes and asks the rest of the union, why do we need you?
So you've been battling swamp creatures for years. You are the best people to ask. The establishment will not heal itself. The executioner doesn't hang himself. So do we have to wait until states take action, necessarily cessation?
You should be marching on your Capitol because your Speaker of the House, Rusty, and I forget his last name, a Republican, has refused to bring the legislature back to undo the vote there that was corrupt. He should be defeated.
Is the success strategy? What is the way to fix what we're fighting?
Well, this is a big, big question we're addressing here.
Where do we start?
How do we solve this mess? The answer is Victoria's got the right approach here. Hold accountable in the next set of elections every one of the Republicans who didn't do what they should have done, which was litigated these unconstitutional changes to election law, didn't hold, call themselves into special electoral session without the consent of a governor to establish their own electors and send them to Congress. Anybody who didn't do that should be voted out of office and people should work against
them. And let me pick up on that as a matter of law, because they say, oh dear, the governor has to call us into a special session or we have to have some kind of supermajority. That's state law. The federal constitution, which trumps, if I may use the word, state law, says that the electors can do, state legislators can decide how to do electors in any way whatsoever.
Right. It is not the governor's power.
Get rid of that speaker out there in Arizona. That's your first thing.
It is not the Secretary of State's power. It is the state legislature itself. That's why we are a republic. We are in studio with none other than Victoria Tansing and Joe DeGenova taking your calls here on America First.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
Belief in God, the power of personal responsibility, hard work, a good education, living each day with a thankful heart. These were the principles of the late, great Herman Cain. And if you want to watch something edifying tonight with your family, I strongly recommend the new movie, Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain. Right now, you can watch it at salemnow.com with 20% off if you use my name. That's salemnow.com. Poor to CEO is one of the most inspirational and entertaining films that you will ever see. Use promo code GORKA at salemnow.com. From the President of the United States, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence! Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. We have more information. The woman who was shot inside Congress, we don't have her name, but there is footage now of her. She was shot in the neck. We don't know what her status is right now, but we will be getting an update in about 20 minutes from our SRN correspondent on Capitol Hill, Bob Agnew, who is still inside the building. We still have with us in studio Joe DeGenova and Victoria Tansing, the perfect guests for today. Let us continue to field your calls. Curtis, Jacksonville, line two.
Yeah, hey, guys. All I want to say is this is what happens 4 years and even longer in the making. And what should we expect? This is exactly what you expect when you're lied to. The media doesn't tell us the truth. And this is a result of all of the lies. This is what this is.
Yeah. We've said this. I think you said it best, Joe. You don't condone this. The Capitol should not have been taken over by American citizens, despite it being the people's house. But all of this was clearly inevitable.
Well, I think the most important part of this to understand is when you suppress free speech, when you cancel people, when you use the social media to prevent conservative thought from
coming
out,
to strangle it,
to obviously suppress political speech during a campaign, when you clearly take sides, as the social media did, you create frustration, you create anger, because the way in a free society pressure is released is by discourse.
Yes.
It's by the people having arguments, legitimate public arguments about the law and politics and the facts. When you repress free speech, this is one of the unfortunate consequences of that type of repression.
Capitol Police has clearly failed today. This should have been planned for. It clearly wasn't. Latest breaking news, the U.S. Secret Service is deploying to support the Capitol Police. U.S. Secret Service. Back to your calls. Let's go to Lou in Queens. Line 4, questions for Victoria and Joe.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I just want to raise a couple of points. One, when the election we saw obviously was stolen, to me, my impression that night was that this is akin to the December 7th attack on Pearl Harbor. Secondly, if you take a look at America, all of these insurgents, all of these evil Soros, all the way down to anybody who's doing this kind of work to undermine the Constitution, they are a cancer, and the country has cancer. We have to excise ourselves of all of these people. And eventuality is we may eventually wind up taking out the pitchforks and eradicate all the people at the media companies. They have to be brought down, because we can't rely on the next Congress to do anything regarding Twitter, Facebook, Google. We're going to never have a voice in this country again. What are your thoughts on that?
Thank you, Lou. None of us condone violence, but let me ask you, Victoria. Election fraud, mass election fraud, which you have been documenting, you and your husband, that's not just an assault on bureaucracy, is it? That's an assault on the Republic.
Yeah, I'd like to say to Lou that it's very different from December 7th, because everyone recognized December 7th occurred, and they rallied. And in fact, that was what brought us into World War II. Everyone is denying the election.
Didn't happen.
It didn't occur. You're a crazy person if you say it did. Without evidence, I got so tired of seeing that phrase.
Here's the danger of where we are. Because the social media and the mainstream media have repressed opposition speech, the remedy that this gentleman wants should be the marketplace of ideas.
Yes.
But the marketplace of ideas has been closed.
It doesn't exist.
And so what do you do under circumstances like that? And the answer is alternative media, other means of communication. That's why this is such a dangerous time. And that's why today's demonstration and the manifestation of it are a warning. They are a serious warning to a republic and a democracy that this must be dealt with. And here's what I fear. I think the mainstream media and the social media organizations are now going to double down on repression and the smearing of conservative speech and conservative thought. And that is a dangerous, dangerous option.
You said that this is going to be bad for the conservative movement, Victoria, in the break. You said today's events will be exploited. I see it as a wake-up call for the rest of America. We don't want to storm the Capitol, but it is a signal that the rest of America has to wake up and at least hold their political representatives accountable. Are you still pessimistic?
No, I didn't say that. I said, which way? When you said it's going to be different, I said, which way? Because right. I have a fear.
A fear
that it will be further suppression, as Joe just said.
Dave, Pittsburgh, line 1. Welcome to America First.
Good afternoon, Dr. Gorka. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Go ahead. Dave, we're...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Be quick. We've got a minute and a half. Come on.
Okay, minute and a half. 2 points. The govern only govern us with our consent.
Correct.
Withdraw your consent. This is not a legal election. This thing was stolen from the get-go. Now, here's the thing. You don't blame the thief who breaks into your house in the middle of the night and steals your big screen TV. You blame the homeowner for not locking his front door. I hold my Republican legislators in Pennsylvania. I hold the Democratic governor and the state attorney general. They should be recalled. They stole this. They brought in thousands upon thousands of votes from out of state.
Dave, fabulous calls. We've got 50 seconds left. The culpability of the Republicans for today?
In Pennsylvania, it is outrageous. Dave, go after them, because the Pennsylvania state legislature passed a law that violated their own state constitution and then did nothing when the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania also violated the U.S. Constitution.
Joe, GOP culpability for today?
Absolutely. They're at the top of the list in the Republican states where they did nothing and they could have.
And still could.
And
they
still haven't done anything.
They are Victoria Tansing, Joe DeGeneva. You can catch them every Monday on Newsmax, 11 a.m. National Report. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
No violence, no hate speech, just happy warriors on America First.
Fox News has projected Ossoff winning the Democrats to take the Georgia Senate seat, which gives the Democrat Party 50 seats in the Senate. Likewise, breaking news 16 minutes ago, the President of the United States posted a very brief video on Twitter. Eric Plakatz.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
We love you. We understand how you feel. But go home in peace. What did Jack Dorsey and his jackbooted thugs on Twitter do as soon as the president posted that tweet 17 minutes ago? They censored it, and they said, "This claim of election fraud is disputed, and this tweet cannot be replied to, retweeted, or liked." Which is exactly what you said, Victoria, isn't it? The doubling down of social media, Joe.
What is fascinating about that Twitter reaction by corporate Twitter is that they are doing exactly what happened in Hungary and Romania and Eastern Europe and the former Soviet republics. This is free speech repression. It is so dangerous in this volatile atmosphere to do this. To do this is so stupid and vile. I cannot imagine the corporate thinking. What it shows is the arrogance, the utter arrogance of the people in the social media corporate empire. This is scary stuff in a democracy.
When the president, the chief executive, the commander-in-chief is calling for peace, he is being empathetic, but calling for peace, and he is censored, we are in a very, very different America.
I want to make sure I understand. Have they taken down the tweet?
No, they have put a big sense that you cannot retweet it, you cannot comment, you cannot like it.
But you can see it.
You can see the video.
Yeah.
But it is censored.
Yeah, I must say, I think these people...
2:30, go.
They are really demonstrating an abysmal lack of judgment.
It's a dangerous lack of judgment. Frank from South Dakota, line 3.
Hi, I love your show. This is Frank from South Dakota. We have Senator Thune and McConnell, and I do not understand why they cannot just give a 10-day review of the election while we sat by for 4 years while our president and his platform was attacked. Constantly, 2 years of Mueller hearings, months of impeachment, and we can't get 10 days from Mitch McConnell and John Thune? Give me a break.
Thank you, Frank. God bless. Thank you, Frank. Today was meant to be the day when the Electoral College votes were counted, were declared, or were objected to. How about this suggestion of just 10 days? To investigate. Is that what should have happened today?
Well, I think the idea of a commission was an interesting idea. I think it would have been extremely difficult to put it together. You would have to have some sort of agreement with the House and the Senate. The Democrats now looks like they're going to have control of both houses. It would have been almost impossible to get that agreement. I don't think there's anything wrong with floating the idea.
Here's what I think should have happened. I think Mike Pence should have grown some cojones and sent back to the state legislatures and said, there's a lot of evidence here. I want to be sure, just like polling a jury. Hey, Pennsylvania state legislature, Republicans, was that your verdict? Are you sure you want to do this?
Let's be clear. There's a lot of misinformation and indeed propaganda about the constitutional mandate or rights of the vice president. He can't overturn an election, but he's completely within his rights to send results that he has an issue with back to the state houses to recertify or to make a clarification. And he failed today. He failed to do so. The process has now been stymied because of the ingress of protesters onto Capitol Hill. We will be talking to our correspondent inside Capitol Hill after this break with the latest here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you haven't done so yet, please do what I do. I beat the coronavirus. I feel stronger than ever. And I every day before I start the show, I take my balance of nature. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that give me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. But which honestly, you know, I probably wouldn't eat because kale's evil. But anyway, I take them because I know I should, and my mother wanted me to take my vegetables. Right now, Dr. Douglas Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping if you use my name for his fabulous product, balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Get it today. You won't regret it. Call them 800-246-8751. That number again, 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. You won't regret it. Promo code G-O-R-K-A.
B This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
He was right there with me in the front row today as we listened to the president, a great American, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And because you're a friend, because you're a listener, he has given you more than 60% off his incredible products if you use my name, MyPillow.com, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, 10-year guarantee, 51 million sold. I love them. My whole team loves them. Even the president uses them. Call 800-829-8468, not $69.98 per pillow, $29.98 if you use my name. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We're going to connect momentarily back to Capitol Hill to our Capitol Hill correspondent, Bob Agnew. Before we do that, we are going to take another call, a legal call, which is perfect because we have Joe DeGenova and Victoria Tansing in studio, Wisconsin. Jerry, line two.
Hi. In terms of the law, there's nothing that allows a delay in the counting of the votes. That would be unconstitutional, Dr. Gore. That would be unconstitutional.
Okay, what are your legal qualifications, Jerry?
I read the Constitution. That's my legal qualification. Oh,
so you don't have any. Okay. Put him down. Oh, yeah, Jerry, can you quote the part of the Constitution that supports your allegation?
Well, tell me the part which allows...
No. You said it's unconstitutional. Jerry, shut up. Shut up or I will drop the call. Answer this question. You say it's unconstitutional. Where's your proof?
The proof is...
Okay, bye-bye. Goodbye. Your response.
That's not in the Constitution. It's silent.
Thank you kindly. Let's go to Matt in California, line three.
Hello. Yeah, this is frustrated Matt in California. I'm a Teamster truck driver. Been out here the whole time.
Love our truckers.
I'd like to thank Joe for representing my union and not getting our pension stolen. Appreciate it. Is there anything legally we can do as far as I'm just so frustrated. And what do they expect at the Capitol after all of this? I mean, the whole 4 years of the obstruction and the fighting and the lies and everything. I mean, I'm a father and a grandfather and...
You can't say grandfather.
That's verboten. Nancy said it's you over. Cannot use that. That's a sexist phrase, Matt.
Yes.
Oh, good Lord.
All right. So seriously, what can be done? What is the legal remedy to America's situation, John?
Well, Victoria has been discussing it earlier. We have to remove from office the Republican state legislators and Republican governmental officials, secretaries of state and governors, who violated the United States Constitution by not properly allowing the election to proceed.
So this is very interesting. So to Matt's point, and God bless you, Matt, and all of our truckers, there's no need for legal reform. People just need to do their job. Is that right?
No. But they also have to do some reform. Georgia better get back
repeal,
there.
They have to repeal laws.
That's unconstitutional.
Yeah. Right. Legislature has to take back their
But if they follow the constitutional order, we would be fine.
That's right.
You know what?
Right now, they can do it.
Most states don't like all the states, except like the left coast, don't like absentee ballots.
I have to ask you this because you have been on the front line for months, in fact, for years. What is it with our judges? What happened in the last 8 weeks with our judges?
Number one. Many of these judges despise Trump, even the ones who were nominated by him. And what they did was they knew that no one, given the time constraints, could force them to do what everyone knew should have been done, which is disqualify hundreds of thousands of votes because of unconstitutional behavior.
So is it personal animus?
Oh, I think that's part of it, but I think some of it is a misplaced attempt to protect the institution of the judiciary, certainly in the Supreme Court. The conduct in the Pennsylvania cases by the Supreme Court is absolutely inexplicable.
Yes.
Absolutely inexplicable, except for one reason. They're trying to protect the court as an institution, and I think that was a terrible mistake.
Because of what happened in Bush versus Gore, the Democrats blasted the court.
So for these individuals, including three Supreme Court associate justices appointed by the president, the current incumbent, for them, the institution of the court is more important than the truth?
I think what happened was they were intimidated, and that was the precise purpose of 4 years of attacking not only the court, but the president of the United States.
But intimidated to what end? What were they fearful of?
They were fearful of retribution by Congress, of ridicule, of censure, of sanction. That's what the Democrats have set up. They have decided by canceling people, threatening them, taking away their livelihoods, ridiculing them, making them insignificant, making them political enemies, that you can affect the outcome, and that is exactly what happened.
But the horrible irony is, if the Supreme Court doesn't stop it, who will?
See. And so is there any remedy for judges who care more about their reputation?
No.
Okay, they're federal judges. They're for life. The federal judge in Philadelphia in the lower case that came out, he said, oh, the Trump people complain about that they were not allowed in the counting room, which is against state law and the Constitution. He says, but the Democrats weren't allowed either. Both Republicans and Democrats were kept out. Well, the Democrats hired the counters, duh.
They don't need to be.
As Stalin said, the people who cast the votes
are irrelevant. It's who counts the votes. Exactly.
Decide everything.
Oh, my gosh. We are talking to very, very special friends, Joe DiGenova, Victoria Tunsing. Follow them at Vic Tunsing on Twitter. That's VicTOenSing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. A very, very special edition of America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you are listening to us terrestrially, God bless you. Do not touch that dial. But don't forget that we live stream, and we also post all of our segments, all of our monologues on our YouTube channel, and subscription is free. We just broke 27 million views.
Jeez.
Look for...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a great, 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 great team watching us, subscribing to our show. Look for Sebastian Gorka, America First. Hit the subscription bell. Hit the subscription button, and then the notifications bell twice until it's filled in, and you'll never miss a thing. If you are watching us live on YouTube, hit the like button now, please. And don't forget, just in case, you've got to have a plan B, unlike the MPD, unlike the Capitol Police. We have a plan B. And because they don't like the First Amendment at Google and at YouTube, we also have a mirror account on Rumble. So if you want to be sure that you never miss a thing, also subscribe to us on Rumble. We are everywhere. Parler, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. And we will be back with your calls here on America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that works. Victoria knows it. I've lived it for 2 years, and tens of thousands of Americans are finding relief today, including Debron from Massachusetts, who says, I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Could that be you? I think it could be. Find out today by going to ReliefFactor.com and ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for the paltry sum of $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potentially you can get liberation from your pain. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. It just makes sense. Like the president says at his, what have you got to lose? Accept your pain. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
He's the Salem Radio Network's Capitol Hill correspondent. He's in the bowels of Congress in the cafeteria, surrounded by federal agents who are making sure that he's safe. Bob, can you give us a latest update? What are the conditions inside Congress?
Absolutely. Well, last time we spoke, I was standing by a rowdy crowd. Some of these ATF guys came by looking like Jack Bauer with their flashlights pointed at my eyes, and I reached for my credentials very quickly, and they got me where I needed to be. And I had various permission to say some of the scariest words I've ever heard, though, is when they came by about a half an hour later and made me leave with the words, we've lost the building. So that was the status I was given. I've asked 2 or 3 times if I could still stay. They say no. So that's the word I was given by Capitol Police. We've lost the building. But I've never seen personally so many soldiers or agents or whatever in one place. Quite a procession inside here, so I'm sure they've regained the building by now.
All right. So they lost the building. Your sense is they've regained the building. We want to make sure that we get as much up-to-date news as we can from you. We very appreciate you being in the building. Do you have any news on that lady who got shot?
I have not gotten any other news on that myself. I've been scrambling away trying to keep these guys happy, and I've got some more good footage of everything that went on here on my Bob Agnew on Facebook. I just uploaded everything there, so if you want to see it firsthand, a lot of it's up there.
Guerrilla journalism at its best. Thank you, Bob Agnew. He is, of course, our Capitol Hill correspondent, SRN News. Keep doing what you do and stay safe. You worked these issues for years. You were an advisor on the chief counsel on the Rules Committee to Congress. You worked with these individuals. Joe DeGenova, to hear the phrase, we've lost the building. Put that in context.
Well, I must say, I never thought I would hear that phrase uttered by Capitol Police,
we've
lost the building. But it does, once again, and I hate to be repetitive, underscore a catastrophic failure of planning by the Capitol Police, the architect, the sergeant-at-arms of both houses. It's easy to blame people, I understand that, but this is not about easy blaming.
No.
This is a serious matter. The country is on tenterhooks about all of this. And so there should have been preparation for this, this signal moment with the counting of the electoral ballot. I don't understand what people were thinking. Now, it may have been that everybody was just in a daze because of what happened in Georgia yesterday, and they just weren't thinking.
Not an excuse.
But you planned for this weeks in advance.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely empirical statement of fact. This was a catastrophic failure. I have to thank you, indebted to both of you, Victoria Tunsing, Joe DeGenova, for taking 2 hours of your day on this day of all days to be with us. Thank you for taking calls. You can catch them every Monday. Write it down right now. Newsmax, National Report, 11 to 12 every Monday. We love Newsmax. Max, and we love both of you. Stay safe. There is a curfew in DC starting 6 p.m. History is happening around us. I want everyone to watch their six, keep your head on a swivel, and stay frosty. Back after these messages.